Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind, Week 8 here on Sports Overnight America. And wow, what another fantastic week in the NFL, people. We had blowouts, we had great games, we had great performances. Another one from Aaron Rodgers as he gets it done in Kansas City. Wow, the 49ers putting up a 50-burger? Actually make it 51. Why not? Man, oh, man. Those guys are for real. They're legit. They're still undefeated. Speaking of undefeated, so are the New England Patriots. Oh, my gosh, what a surprise. And, wow, what about that defense they have? Continues to just play unbelievable each and every week, making plays, scoring touchdowns, coming up big. And you know what? People are thinking that Tom Brady's looking pretty pedestrian these days because he doesn't have to do that much on offense when the defense does as much as it does. Rams look like they're starting to build a little steam, a little bit of mojo. Jared Goff, another pretty solid day for him as they get it done in London. So tons to talk about. A close one, obviously, with the Colts and the Broncos. Kind of a gutsy performance once again from Jacoby Brissett, and just another win for the Colts as they are now 6-2 on the season. Lions, they get it done. Wow, and emphatically they do, 31-26 as they score a late touchdown to make that possible for them over the Giants, or that would have been pretty bad. The Bills, everybody was high on them. They go down to the Eagles. Maybe the Eagles aren't ready to call it quits. Obviously, what they've done the past couple of years, we know how good they've been. Anyways, I hear the music. I'm just getting loose, getting warmed up. Week 8 in the NFL. I can't believe it, man. It is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
Football season is in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional ball. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets. Who will be the next head coach to get canned? Will the Dolphins win a game? Will the 49ers or the Patriots lose a game? Get the fastest to-market odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
In an offset eye, they move Juszczyk to the right. They wind it back. Great block by Juszczyk. Green at the second level. He may go.
Goodbye.
But Keen is loose. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
Boom!
San Francisco!
Pepper, play action.
In rhythm. You said it, and there he is. Goodwin, touchdown!
See if he's got some hands and go to the other way. Oh, it's caught by Kumaro. Look at him go. There he goes. It's a foot race on the play with Bruhe. Galloping touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf coming at you with NFL Rewind Week 8 in the books on Sports Overnight America. Can always get at me. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Call me up, 1-800-878-7529. Gotta love the highlights. Gotta love John Facenda, the original music and voices of the NFL films, Power and Glory. Gotta love it, man. Gotta love it. And I love NFL football. So why don't I get you caught up on all the scores before I get into my analysis of what I thought happened on the football fields. Seahawks go on the road, obviously take care of business in Atlanta, 27-20 over the Falcons, who are pretty awful. 1-7 on the season, Seahawks 6-2. Eagles go to the Bills, they take care of it there. That was an impressive performance by the Eagles in the sense of they needed a victory really, really badly. And they went to a place where you might have thought it would be difficult to get a victory in Buffalo, who's been playing pretty well this season. 31-13, Eagles get it done on the road. Maybe that gets them kind of going this season. And maybe it, I mean, look, it's a two-headed race in that division, them and the Cowboys. So maybe this helps them to get themselves going and get that mojo to get the division. Because I only think one team is getting out of that division and making the postseason. Chargers go on the road to beat the Bears. That's a nice victory for them. They've struggled all season. Maybe they can turn things around. I wouldn't hold any breath or anything like that. If I were you people that are big Charger fans, don't hold your breath on it. But maybe this is a way for them to get things rolling. 17-16 over obviously a really tough Bears defense. But the Bears now under 500. So are the Chargers, by the way. Bears 3-4. And the Chargers 3-5 now. Giants losing on the road, but a huge day for Daniel Jones. 4 touchdowns. I believe he sets a record with his 322 passing yards to go along with that for the New York Football Giants as far as rookies go. And then the Lions get a nice performance from Matthew Stafford. 3 touchdowns on the day, getting well connected with his favorite target, Kenny Galladay. 6 receptions for him, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns to go along with that. 31-26. The Lions stay relevant in the NFC at 3-3-1. Giants, now they're down to 2-6. So, like I said, two-headed race probably in the NFC East. Buccaneers go down to the Titans. And I like the Titans, man. After they had that nice goal line stand a week ago against the Chargers to get themselves that victory, this was one of those where you had to think that they were going to keep it rolling as the Buccaneers come to town. They've been up and down, but a little better on the road than they have been on the home front. But Buccaneers do not show up in this one, at least in the fourth quarter, where they don't score a point and they lose to the Titans 27-23, again behind Ryan Tannehill, by the way. So maybe earning some stripes there with the Titans. Colts 15-13. They needed just about every second of this game to get it done, obviously, as Vinatieri drills a 51-yarder to win the game for the Colts. Jacoby Brissett, another, you know what, the guy's gutsy, I'll tell you that, okay? At the end of the day, he's going to make mistakes, and you're going to have to live with the ups and downs, but I like the future for the Colts, and I like the future for Jacoby Brissett, and they are now 5-2, Broncos 2-6, and by the way, Marlon Mack, a pretty solid day with 19 carries and 76 yards and a touchdown. Rams, like I told you, they got it done in a major way. Cooper Coop, what a day he had, man. 7 receptions, 220 yards, 1 touchdown. Really big day for him. Jared Goff, 372, 2 touchdowns in the air for him. All in all, it leads up to a Rams 24-10 victory over the Bengals, who are still winless on the season. Rams now 5-3, 24-10. They do get the victory. Saints put the Arizona Cardinal faithful a little bit to sleep here, a little bit to bed, because truth be told, people were riding pretty high as they have won 3 straight games. They don't get it done on the road in New Orleans, 31-13, as Drew Brees comes back. And tell you what, guy doesn't look like he missed a beat. 34-43 on the day for that bro, for that guy, and 373 yards, 3 touchdowns, obviously hooking up with his favorite target, Michael Thomas, 11 receptions, 112 yards on the day, and a touchdown for him. And Latavius Murray has been pretty damn good in the absence of one Alvin Kamara, as he has 21 carries and 102 yards for a touchdown. What a day for the Saints. They don't miss a beat, like I said, as Drew Brees comes back. Minshew mania continues. Just absolutely unbelievable what this guy continues to do. 29-15, they went over the Jets, and I'm not surprised that they won it because when you're seeing ghosts, if you're Sam Darnold, that's not a good sign moving forward throughout the season. Everybody knows they just got to come bring the heat at you. Big day for Gardner, though. 279, 3 touchdowns. Leonard Fournette starting to look like himself, too. 19 carries, 76 yards. Chris Conley, big day, 4 receptions, 103 yards, and a touchdown for him, too. So nice day for them. 49ers. 51, man, put up 51 points. A huge day running the ball for them. Everybody got in the action, over 200 yards on the ground. Coleman was the guy who led the way for them on the ground. 51 points, like I said, 2 touchdowns from Jimmy G, 13 points for the Panthers. First time that Kyle Allen loses this year. So, you know what, just maybe him coming back to earth a little bit. But truth be told, you got to like this kid, and you got to like the future for him. the 49ers are legit. That's all I'm going to say, man. They're legit. 7-0 now on the season, 3-0 at home, 4-0 on the road. This is a quality football team. This is a good football team. So if you're not drinking the Kool-Aid, maybe you ought to start thinking about drinking the Kool-Aid, because I do think that that's a pretty damn good football team that they have there in San Francisco. Patriots, another victory. What can we say about them? Another undefeated team, 27-13 over the Browns. And Baker Mayfield's awful. I'm sorry. Dude is really, really bad. And Tom Brady is so good that he looks average when he's throwing two touchdowns on the day, 259 yards. Julian Edelman, big day. Obviously, he caught the two, 278 yards, eight receptions. Just another great performance by their defense. That's a good football team. Texans, they win 27-24 over the Raiders. Had to do it late, obviously, behind their main man, Deshaun Watson. Three touchdowns on the day for him. Big day for the Texans. But they do lose J.J. Watt, so that's not good for them. He's out for the season. Pretty upsetting if you're a Texans fan who's already giving up a lot of points. Packers, they get it done in Kansas City. Obviously, they're playing without one Patrick Mahomes, but you know what? It was going to be a shootout no matter what. And I'll tell you what, Matt Moore, not a bad player either, too. He's a pretty damn good backup to have. He started a lot of games in the NFL. So this was a nice road win. Aaron Jones was huge. Man, oh, man, what a day from him. He and Aaron Rodgers hooked up a ton in the passing game. Just a huge all-around day for them. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause, and then I'll come back and I'll get into the deep analysis, the good, the bad, the ugly, the great, the nasty. You know what I'm talking about. It's the NFL, people. Rewind style right here on the Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
Stafford's going to work out of the gun. He's got Kerryon to his right. Matthew leans in. Here's the snap. Matthew's got it. Pocket holds. Matthew looks, throws. Got a man. Kenny Golladay. He can walk in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 9 yards on the connection, and the Lions have extended their lead.
A scrimmage from the Cardinal 47. Stafford play action fake being chased. Matthew's got to duck out of there. Now he sets and throws deep down the right side. It is caught. Aiming go at the 20. Shakes the man for 10. Standing in the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby, Stafford evaded the pressure. Amendola hauled it in, slipped the defender, took it to the house. That's big.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in? You're in? You're in?
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SMART to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Good throw from Michael Thomas. Thomas is going to be a touchdown. Michael Thomas doing it all, and New Orleans takes the lead.
There's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Scene goes.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, week eight, actually, obviously. I wish it was week seven, because then we'd have more NFL football. But it's week eight. Obviously, it is Sports Overnight America. Get at me in a couple different ways. On Twitter, you can also follow me there at Dorf on Sports, or hit me up. Let's talk, 1-800-878-7529. Look, I'm going to go through every game, and I'm going to give you the good and the bad from each and every one of them. And let's start with the Seahawks and the Falcons, because Seahawks, once again, Russell Wilson, impressive in the fact that he only threw the ball 20 times, completed 14 of them, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and their ground game was pretty steady as well. Chris Carson gives them 90 yards, a touchdown on 20 carries, and they had 151 on the day. And this is a welcome sight if you're a Seahawk fan. Rashad Penny, eight carries for 55 yards. And the reason that's significant is because he's back on the field. And he's going to be able to give them another guy that has that breakaway speed in the backfield to go along with Chris Carson. So I think this is definitely something to watch if you're a Seahawk fan. On the other side, and also, look, Tyler Lockett does what he does, man. He goes out there and he makes plays. Only had six targets. He made all six catches. Gets that 100-yard mark. Doesn't have any touchdowns. DJ Metcalf was the guy who got fed the ball. I mean, he only had three catches for 13 yards, but he got the important 6 points twice. But ultimately, Tyler Lockett's the guy. And he's going to open things up for other guys. And their defense was relatively good, too. I know they gave up 20 points at the end of the day, but most of that came, obviously, in the second half and really in the third quarter for Atlanta, where they were able to score 11 points and then 9 in the fourth quarter. But they were down so much. They're down 24 to nothing at half because the Seahawks took the game over in the second quarter, scoring 21 unanswered points. Matty Schaub also was the guy throwing the ball, and he threw it a ton, 52 times. That's a lot of throwing the ball for Matty Schaub when he's taken over for Matty Ice, obviously, who's injured right now. And what's going on in Atlanta in general is it's a shame. It's not pretty. It's a bad football team. Have not recovered since the Super Bowl loss. flat out, plain and simple. And sooner or later, Arthur Blank is going to have to make that decision that he's been putting off, which is to get rid of Mike Smith, because truth be told, doesn't matter when you're in a business about winning and you're losing every game, and most of them you're having to come back because you're down by so many points, your days are numbered. All right, Eagles and Bills. Well, the Eagles look pretty good. Again, look, it was going to be one of those days where Carson Wentz and Jordan Howard were going to have to carry the load. Alshon Jeffrey, I don't know what's going on with him. He's not quite the same. Obviously, he's been banged up a little bit throughout the season. But Carson Wentz is having a difficult time figuring out who he can throw to. One, two, three, four, five, six guys, only six different guys caught balls. That's not a lot of targets to be throwing to, if you get my point. So if I'm the Eagles, yeah, you got the victory, and it's really important to get victories. We know that. But there's a lot of concern because your passing game is lacking. You're living on the running game. Jordan Howard led the way, by the way, 23 carries, 96 yards, a touchdown. Miles Sanders, this guy, breakaway speed like crazy, 3 carries, 74 yards, and he also had a touchdown. So, and then, look, the Eagles obviously had a really solid running game. That's how they did it. Carson Wentz only had one touchdown on the day, 172 yards. So not a huge day for Carson Wentz either. Just sort of maybe just an awful day for the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, 16 of 34. A couple touchdowns, no interceptions, which is pretty good. But they struggled running the ball, 98 yards on the ground. So the Philadelphia Eagles really shut them down and made them one-dimensional. And they didn't really run a lot of plays either. So they were able to dominate the ball. That's a good way to win football games. Philadelphia needed that victory big time. Buffalo kind of needs some victories too. Obviously behind the New England Patriots. And it feels like you're a mile behind them when you really think about it. Chargers, 17-16 over the Bears. What's significant about this is it keeps the Bears under 500. And once again, their offense is suspect at best. Mitchell Trubisky, not very good. If you're a Bear fan, you're probably a little bit disappointed. You're probably a little bit upset. Probably not very happy about what you're seeing on the football field because you feel like you have a world-class defense, obviously led by Khalil Mack. So you're disappointed that opportunities are going to become lost because your offense is so inept. Encouraging to see David Montgomery run the ball well, though. He did have 27 carries, 135 yards, and a touchdown to go along with it. And I'm not quite sure what's up with the Chargers. I think they really have to go on a roll to put themselves back in the mix. We'll see if they have that ability. They're going to be going to Green Bay next week. So I think that will be a real difficult challenge. They're not the Chicago Bears, man. They got a lot of offensive weapons, as we know. I'm going to try to get through another one at least here. Giants and the Lions. I like the Lions, man, but I think that they're one of those teams where they're just – they usually have bad luck find them. Some way, somehow, they're going to figure out a way to either mess it up or – have some kind of a crazy call made against them. They were playing the Giants, so thank God for that, because you have the ability when you're playing the Giants to overcome a lot of things. With that being said, Daniel Jones played a fantastic game. 28 of 41 on the day, 322 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. So it wasn't because of Daniel Jones not going out there and making plays. Look, Matty Stafford and Detroit came up with some really, really nice plays. Stafford threw the ball 32 times, completed 25 of them, 342 yards, three touchdowns. He did have an interception on the day. But a really solid day, a rating of 129. So he made up, obviously, for the interception with the touchdowns and making the great plays and not a lot of incompletions. They're going to be in a little bit of trouble if they have to just solely rely on that, though. And that was ultimately what they did. They ran the ball 25 times for a whopping 59 yards. So, Detroit, you got the victory. But, again, look at the clientele or look at the personnel of the other team that you were playing. Yeah, they got Saquon Barkley. I know. But it's not a very good football team in the New York Football Giants. They're going to go through some growing pains with this young gun in Daniel Jones as he learns how to play in the NFL. We all know that. So, yes, congratulations, Detroit Lions and Lion fan. You can be happy that you got a victory and a much needed victory, of course, to stay in things in the NFC North and just in general in the NFC. Because the truth is that this is kind of one of those games where you won because of who you played instead of because you're that much better than them. 59 yards on the ground in the NFL, that's not going to cut it most cases. And I know you had a big day from Galladay and Amendola, and you were throwing the ball to a lot of guys and getting touchdowns, Matthew Stafford, but dangerous way to win in the NFL. All right, I hear the music. I'm going to get through the rest of this on the other side, so we'll continue giving you the good, the bad, the pretty, and the ugly from Week 8 in the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
A 20!
He's going deep in the middle of the field, Torrey Smith. And Torrey Smith is in for an Eagles touchdown.
A single knee is all it'll take. And the game is over. The Chargers win in Baltimore, 23-17.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The football season is in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional ball. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets. Who will be the next head coach to get canned? Will the Dolphins win a game? Will the 49ers or the Patriots lose a game? Get the fastest to-market odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease?
Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter-move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Two receivers left and right. From the 26-yard line, second down and five, Wilson has the snap. Back to throw again, steps up in the pocket. He's going to go deep down the field. He's got Lockett wide open, makes the catch, 35. Down the near sideline, 20. There he goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Seattle. Tyler Lockett got behind the defense all by himself down the right sideline, and Wilson dropped it in. A 74-yard touchdown pass.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
How about that guy?
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, how about that guy? Russell Wilson, man, just continues to just perform week in and week out. And the Seahawks continue to win week in and week out for the most part. Not undefeated like the New England Patriots or the San Francisco 49ers. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf getting at you here. NFL Rewind style, week 8 of the NFL in the books. Can you believe it? We're halfway through this journey, this marathon that is the NFL season. Get at me here on Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. Follow me there, Dorf on Sports. All right, I'm going to continue going through the good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty, you name it. I got you covered, week 8 in the NFL. The Buccaneers are just a bad football team. Unfortunately, having B.A., Bruce Arians, come down there, the quarterback whisperer for the most part, as he's done in other spots very well. Not happening with Jameis Winston, I'm sorry. Not happening with this dude. And part of the reason probably is because Jameis Winston is showing us that he doesn't make good decisions. It's just the truth. 301 yards, that's beautiful. Two touchdowns, that's great too. But two interceptions, that's no bueno. I'm sorry, that's no good. And for the most part, that happens many weeks, man. Many weeks. And Ryan Tannehill, God bless that guy. God bless him. Been tossed around the NFL like a bag of chips. Three touchdowns on the day, 193 yards. But the three touchdowns and no interceptions. And more importantly, your team gets another victory. I like the way the Tennessee Titans are trending. I do not like the way the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are trending. And by the way, he's got some really good receivers, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, man. Or Godwin, I'm sorry. But bottom line is these dudes can play. So Jameis Winston may be on his way out of the NFL. And how good is the Tennessee Titans team going forward with Ryan Tannehill? And the AFC South may be the best division in all of football. Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Titans? Or is it the NFC North where the Packers, Vikings, I don't know, actually, because the Bears are now under 500. And Detroit is capable of beating anybody but losing to anybody each week. AFC South, in my humble opinion, that's the best division in all of football. Flat out, hands down. Not even looking at the records. But in my head, I know those are all good football teams. So, yeah, Tampa Bay, you're in trouble. You're done. The season's over, let's be honest. You're not making the playoffs. And Jameis Winston, you're not a good quarterback in the NFL. I'm sorry. Bruce Arians is a guy that has done wonders with people. It ain't happening with you, man. So it's time to look at yourself in the mirror. Colts and Broncos. Another team I'm talking about from that division, by the way. The Indianapolis Colts and the Titans, same division. Colts found a way to win. Okay, at the end of the day, man, it doesn't have to be pretty every week. Doesn't have to be pretty every week. Found a way to get it done. And there's something to be said about that. When you can win and you're not playing your best football, I think that's a good thing. I think that bodes well for the Indianapolis Colts moving forward. And just another week for Jacoby Brissett to keep on learning how to play in the NFL. I like this team. I really do. I think by the end of the season, they're going to be a really, really tough out. And speaking out, Broncos, you are out. You're done. 2-6 on the year. You're done. I'm sorry. Season is over. Might be time to start thinking about just trying things and seeing what you got. Sorry, but that's the truth. At this point in the season, man, I'm just going to be honest. I can't sugarcoat it anymore for teams and fans. I just can't do it. So it's about time where the Dorf Man is just legit and real. Colts are a good football team. Didn't play their best game, and they still came away with a victory. Rams, 24-10 over the Bengals, who, again, this is another awful football team. Worse than the Broncos, by the way. So Bengal fan, Cincinnati fan, I feel for you. I feel for you. The Rams, on the other hand, I think they turned a corner. And Jared Goff realizes, I have too many weapons not to be out there performing week in and week out. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I see it. And he got paid, and people were like, ah, see, you pay this guy, and he's not that great. He's got too many weapons not to be pretty damn good. Andy Dalton, I'm sorry, but when are they going to go to Ryan Finley? When are they going to give him a shot? Because you're 0-8. You might as well see what you got in this kid. Andy Dalton is your starter. I get it. But why not see what Ryan Finley's capable of? A change might do everybody some good. Might bring just some kind of new mojo. The Cincinnati Bengals are awful. Them or the Dolphins, man. I don't know who's worse. But I like the way that the Los Angeles Rams are trending in the right direction. Gurley a little bit more effective, starting to figure out ways to get him involved a little bit in the passing game. Wasn't so much, obviously, in the game against the Bengals. But truth be told, look, the guy obviously was Cooper Kupp. I'm sorry. I look at this guy, and he's impressive. What a day. 220 yards. 7 catches. Average of 31 yards, man. And obviously a touchdown to go along with it. I like the Rams moving forward. I just like the Rams moving forward. Sean McVay, one of the best young, innovative coaches in the league. So got to like what they're bringing to the table. And as they move forward, that's a playoff team, I think. I really do. I think it's a playoff team. Another playoff team, Saints. Drew Brees back in the lineup, looking pretty sharp, looking pretty good. like what he brought to the table, obviously, his first week back, 3 touchdowns, 373 yards, obviously finding his favorite target, Michael Thomas, and why not? The guy's unreal. I don't like what the Cardinals did. I'm sorry, but rookie mistakes were made all over the place once again. No touchdowns from Kyler Murray. Offensive, they put up 9 points. I'm sorry, but that's three field goals. Not going to cut it, man. Not going to cut it in the NFL. And with that being said, New Orleans might have a pretty decent defense. They might actually have a pretty good defense. And they're going to be around. They're going to be around when push comes to shove. We all know that. Good football team. I got to keep it rolling here with getting through the rest of the games and the good and the bad from each and every team. So, Jaguars, I like them too, man. Minshew mania, man. Minshew is one of those guys who you look at him and you're like, hey, is this guy serious? Yeah, he's serious. He's going out there and he's taking the NFL by storm. Give the guy credit, man. And give the Jaguars credit. They didn't cash it in. So I like the Jaguars moving forward. This, I'll tell you what, seriously, no joke. That AFC South, going to be a battle. Those divisional games are going to mean so much. 49ers are legit. Flat out, people. 49ers are legit. You heard the Dorfman say it right here. Week 8. I've been saying it probably for the past couple weeks. But week 8 of the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America, Dorfman declaring it. 49ers are legit. And it's not that the Panthers aren't legit either, by the way. Just ran up against a really, really good football team and a stout defense. And a no-name running game from the 49ers that just continues to rush for over 200 yards a game each and every week, quietly. Speaking of quietly, the Patriots, 27-13 over the Browns. Another victory for them. From one undefeated team to another undefeated team, Patriots are really good. Defense might be the best that Bill Belichick has ever had. Holy, you know what. And the Browns, man, oh, man, you stink. Baker Mayfield, dude. You are really bad, and you talk so much trash. It makes no sense to me, man. You go out there week in and week out, and you look terrible. I knew that you weren't going to live up to the hype, Cleveland. I knew you weren't going to live up to the hype. But I thought you'd at least give it a run. I really did. I thought you'd give it a run. This is a bad football team. Really bad football team. And it ain't going to get much better. I'm sorry. Not going to get much better for you. All right, keep it moving. Texans. Guys are good, too. Guys are good, too, because you got Deshaun Watson, who can make plays with his legs, his arms, and he can bail you guys out of trouble. Raiders, I feel like you're one step or one play away from it all the time. Packers are legit too. Kansas City's legit too, obviously, if Patrick Mahomes is on the field. I love what Aaron Rodgers has been accomplishing over the past few weeks. He's absolutely put himself high up in the MVP race and maybe even atop the MVP race right now. He's just playing fantastic football. And so are the Green Bay Packers on offense all of a sudden. What a day from Aaron Jones. How effective is he in the passing game? And when they bring back Devontae Adams, well, now they're going to have to deal with Aaron Jones, who can make play after play after play in the receiving game. 7 receptions, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns, and one where he just broke it out. And obviously that was the touchdown that got the Packers through the night and got them the victory. But wow, dude is really explosive. And Aaron Rodgers has been flat out the greatness. When it comes to greatness, he has been all that and a bag of chips. Okay, All right, man, I think I've got to take a quick pause for the cause, if I'm not mistaken, and then I'll come back like I always do with my parting shot right here for Week 8 in the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, the Dorfman, if you will, Dorf on Sports on Twitter, right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Jared Goff looks to the sidelines for Sean McVay. Play clock is down to 7. He is Gurley next to him in the backfield, trips to the near side. Play clock down to 2, now 1. He'll take the snap, drops back to pass, looks right, dances right, points right, throws to the middle, pass is complete to Reynolds. Back in the end zone, touchdown Los Angeles. It is now 16-7 with 4:22 to play here in the first half.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Looks like Mayfield wants to go 4 wide to split everybody out and separate this 49er defense.
He has Chubb to his side, an RPO, fakes the handoff. Bosa's got him around the waist. He throws, intercepted by Richard Sherman, dropping back into coverage at midfield. Gets up, breaks a tackle, runs back into Cleveland territory, dropped on the Brown 41-yard line.
Now, more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind Week 8 with the Dorfman and Sports Overnight America. Wow, what a week. We saw good, we saw bad, and Baker Mayfield, you were one of the bad that we saw. And I'll tell you what, it's not looking pretty for the Cleveland Browns either. I'm going to leave you with this, though. Amazing performances, as we see week in and week out from the NFL. And I'll tell you what, we're going to start finding out who the pretenders are and the contenders are in the next few weeks as it becomes that time in the season when victories are incredibly important. I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge, so I'm going to do that. Scott, as always, he's the man making it all possible for me here for you to get NFL Rewind in for you every week, and I love doing it here. I'm going to talk to you next week for the NFL Rewind Week 8 being in the books. I would be the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf, and you've been hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the attack. Here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still be telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, including KSHB, 1400 AM, the strongest signal in North Las Vegas, leading the charge back from the Bellagio all-you-can-eat buffet back to the studio where they curl up on the floor and just listen to this greatness in radio. You're listening on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and we're happy and very, very privileged to be a part of that organization as well. And you're listening around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls that are out there each and every day protecting our six as we go about our business. And, you know, if you saw the events that happened over the course of the weekend, well, that's part of what they're out there doing, folks, taking care of business, as the case may be. Again, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter's more your thing. And our phone number one last time is 1-800-878-7529. We've got a huge show out in front of us today. We've got World Series to talk about. For the second time in the history of the World Series, we've had a team come back after losing their first two home games, going down 0-2, going out on the road, and winning the next three games on the road to come back home with a 3-2 lead in the World Series with an opportunity to clinch in Game 6 mañana, and that would be the Houston Astros. So they've got a real opportunity there. Trying to plug all the holes for the Washington Nationals hasn't been an easy thing, and they got dealt a blow yesterday right before the game where Max Scherzer was not able to go. We'll discuss all that. We'll get into the National Football League. I did pretty good in my pool. I'm actually eligible to win it this week, depending on the Monday night turnout, and we'll get to everything else in the world of sports. And, oh, yeah, Tiger won another tournament. If we can squeeze it on the back end, great. If not, we'll talk about it tomorrow. All right, we're going to step out right now. When we come back, Major League Baseball here in the attack, World Series style. Don't go anywhere.
Football season is in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional ball. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets. Who will be the next head coach to get canned? Will the Dolphins win a game? Will the 49ers or the Patriots lose a game? Get the fastest to-market odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Runners lead off first and second. Workman delivers, and Yulee smokes one down the right field line, hit pretty well. Going back on it is Betts into the corner, and that ball is gone. A three-run home run for Yulee Gurriel. He wrapped it around that pesky pole.
Alex drives one deep to left field. Ball game over.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black. Here on Sports Overnight America.
Are you serious?
Where did he come from?
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Well, there's a problem, and it's not in Houston, baby. It's not in Houston. D.C., we have a problem. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's the telephone number of the attack. Big time. Big lead, as our president is fond of saying. It's been a great series thus far. You talk about ebb and flow, reminiscent of the Brave-Yankee series, where the Braves came to Yankee Stadium, won the first two games, went back to Atlanta, lost the next three, and then actually ended up losing the fourth one in Yankee Stadium. I have a feeling that's the way it's going to go down with Houston, but we will see. And when you look at the game yesterday, as we talked about in the open, Max Scherzer unable to go for the Washington Nationals, scratched it. Well, it wasn't last minute, but they ended up having to go with an emergency starter, which you never want to do in the World Series. I mean, sometimes it does work out where the other team just isn't prepared for what went on. But this wasn't so much, at least in my opinion, on Joe Ross, who did give up four runs, but jumped into the unexpected start, did the best he could. It was more on the national offense, who really couldn't get out of their own way. And if you want to point the finger at anything that's been going on over the last three games, one run in the third game, one run in the fourth game, one run in the fifth game. And that's really been the story of what's been happening. Now, the Nationals' pitching has been no great shakes in those three games. And quite frankly, I expected better. But when your pitchers are having to walk a tightrope each and every game in order to just stay in the game, that's very difficult to do under pressure situations. And then you throw on top of it that last night, Gerrit Cole pitched like the Cy Young Award winner that he's more than likely going to be. Seven innings, three hits, one run, nine strikeouts. Bullpen picked it up. Astros win the baseball game 7-1. What has happened, at least in my opinion, is that the Astros have finally relaxed into doing what they're capable of doing. This is a team that's virtually intact from winning it all a couple of years ago. They've been there before, for the most part. Not all the pitchers, but the position players. And George Springer, who can play outfield for me any day of the week, and Jose Altuve, who I think is probably the second or third best player in all of baseball, you mix him in with Alex Bregman and Gurriel and the other cast of characters, you're going to get production eventually. They didn't produce in the first two games. Okay. But they hit the road. They got away from home. And it ended up being a little bit of a looser collar for them. And they were able to take care of their business. Now, you know, when I look at these games, and again, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. All of a sudden for the Nationals, now it's a sprint. Strasburg will go in the next game. And they're hoping to get Scherzer back for Game 7, if there is a Game 7. Strasburg has been huge. He's been huge. And with everything on the line, with all your hopes and dreams on the line, with Game 6 being an elimination game on the line, there's nobody better for the Nationals to be in that position to go to the mound and toe the rubber than Steven Strasburg. And whether he's up to the task, to me, is almost kind of irrelevant, because he's been there every single game for you this year. It's his production has been extraordinary. The fact he won 20 games has been extraordinary. The fact that he's excelled in the playoffs and has barely been touched has been extraordinary. And the Astros know exactly what they're facing here. They don't want this to go to a Game 7. No team ever wants it to go to a Game 7. Because at that point in time, all bets are off. All bets are off. You can get an extraordinary performance out of somebody. You can get an unsung hero out of somebody. The person you need least expect it. You know, Yan Gomes has a 3-home-run game or something weird like that. And all of a sudden you're looking across the field and you're watching the other team accept the World Series trophy. I don't know if it's going to happen at this point in time. If I were a wagering man, I would certainly put my money on the Houston Astros to close it out. But with that being said, you have an opportunity now with two games left to win one of them. And that's all you need. And like I said, the game last night, Astros got out to a 2-game lead. And it was cushion time after that. I mean, there was no real drama in this game. It, you know, again, you looked at it. Alvarez with the home run in the second inning. Correa with a 2-run shot after that. The one run scored by the Nationals with Soto. Man, he's good to watch. Oof. Gurriel with a clutch single. And then Springer put the icing on the cake with a 2-run shot as well. I mean, it Houston is that good. That's why they were the prohibitive favorite after the trade deadline. You know, it was built in for a reason. You know, when you don't score your first run until the seventh inning, as Washington didn't last night, it's a twofold effect. I mean, not only are you putting pressure on your starting pitcher and in your bullpen, of course, to keep you in the game. And as I said, Ross did the best he could. Unexpected, gave up the four runs, but he battled. But inning after inning, Gerrit Cole just shut them down, and he was masterful. He's got that, and they were calling it a knuckle curve on the broadcast. I don't know if it's a knuckle curve or not. I think it's more of just a biting slider. But whatever it was, that breaking pitch was working the outside corner like nobody's business. And the right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitters, had to commit to it literally as the ball was leaving his hand. And it was coming out of his hand looking like a fastball, and it was starting way on the inside of the plate. And by the time it got up to the plate, it was a foot outside. And these guys were all over it, and they just couldn't touch it. The umpire had a wide strike zone, and to the credit of the Nationals, they didn't blame the ump. They just said, Gerrit Cole beat us. But I thought the strike zone was inconsistent. Truly did. And, I mean, in the World Series, man, it's got to be consistent. I mean, it just does. Hate when that happens because the umpires then take control of the game. And if the hitters are up there and you're facing one of the best in baseball anyway, you at least want to know that the strike zone is going to be consistent so you have a fighting chance when you step to the plate. If you call one pitch shoulder high a ball and you call the next one shoulder high a strike, it's pretty difficult to get a grasp on what's going to happen. All right, we're going to step out right now. When we come back, we go to the National Football League. Plenty to talk about there as well. We'll be back right after this brief timeout. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. This is Sports Overnight America. Don't go anywhere.
0-1. And Springer hits this one high in the air and pretty deep to right center field. Going back on it is the shield. He is at the wall. He leaps, and that's gone! Grand slam for George Springer, and the Astros lead is 9-2.
2-2. Davies throws, hit in the air to right, backing up Santana, and this ball is going to get out. Carlos Correa hits a grand slam, and just like that, it's 4-0 Houston. The infield single and a bad grip by Orlando Arcia, leading the leadoff single. The walk, the E9 on Domingo Santana on a catchable ball, and then Correa goes deep on the eighth pitch of the at-bat.
This is Sports Overnight America.
That's big!
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Check the fullback, Tevin Coleman, the tailback, Lee. They bring in Matt Breida. They're going to put Garoppolo in the shotgun. Three receivers from out to in. It's Bourne, Pettis, and Debo Samuel. Kittle is tight left. Here's Garoppolo looking for Kittle. Now throws for Breida. He's got it in the end zone. Touchdown!
Mannion. Blitz coming. Mannion steps up. And it's intercepted. It is picked off by Deshaun Shedd, who's all alone. Deshaun Shedd, touchdown, Seattle.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Heaven help us.
Well, that's a very valid question. What the hell's going on out here? And by the way, you could say that, and there'll be one last thing about the World Series before we move on. Gerrit Cole, standing on the mound. For those of you who didn't see it, and I have to be perfectly honest about it, I didn't see it live, but I did look it up. Got flashed by two women sitting behind home plate who were wearing yellow T-shirts with no bras underneath, who lifted their T-shirts as he was ready to make a pitch and forced him to back off the rubber.
Heaven help us.
I mean, literally. And, you know, you look at it, and he backed off. The batter, who could not see what was going on, obviously backed out of the box. It took him a little too long to make the pitch. Then stepped back on, recomposed himself, and then threw the pitch. The women were not ejected. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. You heard in the highlight, San Francisco, one of the two undefeated teams left. They rushed yesterday for 232 yards. Tevin Coleman, 11 carries for 105. Breida, 11 carries for 35. Mostert, 9 carries for 60. So they're not wearing out any of their running backs. 38 overall carries for 232 yards, which enabled Jimmy G to go 18 of 22 for 175 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. This was a game that was over by halftime, 27-3. And they were done. And this is a pretty good Panther team. What people aren't talking about here, and obviously almost everything focuses on the offense, 49er defense is first rate. When you look at their rookie defensive end, Bosa, their interior, they have the best defensive line in football. They have right now, I would equate it to the second best defense in football behind the Patriots overall as a unit. And their offense is functioning better than the Patriots right now. Kyle Shanahan, and they talked about at the beginning of the year whether or not his system would be something that Jimmy Garoppolo could play in. He can not only play in it, he's thriving in it. And you got to give Shanahan a lot of credit because he's not forcing the pass-happy NFL offenses of today into his system. He knows what he has. He has a very solid quarterback who's mobile. He's got a very good offensive line who can maul and run block in the trenches. And they're doing exactly that. You run for 232 yards in any football game. I don't care if it's peewee football, high school football, college football, or the National Football League. You're going to win the game. You're going to win the game every single time. And they annihilated this Panther offense, defense. Like I said, Kyle Allen, none his fault. McCaffrey had a solid game, 14 carries, 117 yards. They tried to stick to their game plan because you don't want to put too much on the shoulders of a rookie quarterback. But I think it also answered the question going forward in that when Cam is ready, albeit next week or the week after, he's going to get the starting job back. I don't know if Cam would have made a difference in this game. Probably not. But the fact that he wasn't around to try to make a difference just enabled the 49ers to really separate. And when you look at what's going on in football right now in both conferences, Patriots aren't firing on all cylinders yet, and we'll get to them in a minute, on offense. But their defense is extraordinary, and they just stomped the Cleveland Browns yesterday. And then you look in and when Kansas City is healthy, obviously, with their quarterback, they're right there as well. Everybody else in that conference are pretenders. And especially with Houston taking a hit, losing J.J. Watt for the season. But you look in a National Football Conference, and you look at the Saints, and you look at the Niners, and you look at the Packers, and you look at Seattle. Which one of those teams are you going to pick to come out? Now, my pick was the Seattle Seahawks. You know, again, we're only halfway through. Health really hasn't come into play with any of these teams yet. But the way all four of them are playing, it's just extraordinary. Niners have been brilliant. Seattle, for the most part, has been brilliant. Another road victory for them. Again, granted, it was against the Falcons, but still. And then you've got a trail of teams right behind them with the Bears and the Eagles, the Vikings. I mean, these are all very good football teams. A few of which probably aren't going to make the playoffs. And I'm not even counting Dallas in that equation. You know, who knows with them, but you look at it, they're really good football teams. The biggest thing that either Kansas City or New England has going for them coming out of the AFC is that the top NFC teams are going to be going through a meat grinder. It's once these teams make the playoffs, getting involved and going down to the wire in the playoff games, they're going to get ground up. There's not going to, maybe with one of the wild card games, but for the most part, there's not going to be a walkover in the AFC, in the NFC playoffs. In the AFC, that's probably going to be the case. As I said, Patriots remaining undefeated, taking care of their business against the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland's bad. And if you need to point the finger, and I know it's easy to do just because of the fact that, you know, you get an unproven head football coach and you put him in the situation, expectations are high for your team. You got to point it right at Freddie Kitchens. Everybody's pointed at Baker Mayfield. And the reason why Freddie Kitchens got the job over Greg Williams when they had to flip a coin between the two of them, was that Kitchens' relationship with Baker Mayfield had evolved over the year after the dismissal of Hugh Jackson. And people were anticipating that Baker Mayfield was going to take the next step, which he hasn't, and lead this team to the promised land. They're sloppy. They commit penalties all over the place. They turn the ball over like nobody's business. I saw one of the worst plays I've ever seen in the history of football yesterday, where Baker Mayfield tried an inside shovel pass to Jarvis Landry, who was in the middle of the pile. And not only did he miss Jarvis Landry, he threw it directly into the stomach of the New England defender. And Cleveland actually turned the football over on three consecutive plays. Nick Chubb went into the line in the previous series, actually two series before that, fumbled the football after a yard pickup. New England came out with it, ran it in for the touchdown. Then Chubb broke away on a 66-yard run, or what would have been a 66-yard run. He only made it 44 yards before he was stripped of the football. Lost that one. And on the ensuing possession, Baker Mayfield throws the dumbass pass and another turnover. I mean, the Browns made it a game, kind of. They got within 10. But, you know, they're just not very good. Brady was 259 with two touchdowns. And then you look at Sony Michel, 21 carries, 74 yards. And Julian Edelman, 8 receptions, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns. This is what they do. The only other undefeated team. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, we're taking a trip to Tampico. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere. It's beat.
6-yard line of Philadelphia. Brady under center. First and 10. A couple tight ends. Gets the snap. Spins to his left. Hands off to White over the left guard. He got a block at the 25 on the numbers. The 20. He goes inside. He's at the 15. The 10. Breaks the tackle. The 10. The 5. Touchdown. White frees himself. Wiggles free. Runs into the end zone. Touchdown, New England.
Goff is in the gun. 27 of the Patriots. Second down and 10. Belt high. Snap and a line drive pass down the near sideline. Intercepted. A leaping two-handed interception at the 5. Stephon Gilmore, the all-pro quarterback, has just intercepted the Rams quarterback, Jared Goff. And it couldn't have come at a better time for the Patriots. 4:17 to go in the game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The football season is in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional ball. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets. Who will be the next head coach to get canned? Will the Dolphins win a game? Will the 49ers or the Patriots lose a game? Get the fastest to-market odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Do you believe what that old man who was doing all the talking at the Oso Negro said the other night about gold changing a man's soul so he ain't the same kind of a guy as he was before finding it?
Guess it all depends on the man.
That's exactly what I say. Gold don't carry any curse with it. It all depends on whether or not the guy who finds it is the right guy. The way I see it, gold can be as much of a blessing as a curse.
Welcome back to the Attack. Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save your hind end. It really will. 73 degrees currently, feels like 73. Low is going to be 71. So they haven't quite gotten there yet, but we'll see. And I'm not going to be awake for it. High is going to be 84. Not a chance of rain in the forecast. It's a beautiful day to enjoy yourself in Tampico, Mexico, which, as always, is the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois. Not too shabby as well. 41 degrees, feels like 38, so it's a little low, but no chance of rain. 10% chance this afternoon. High is going to be 44, so it's time to start breaking out the winter gear because it's right around the corner. Although Tampico, Illinois, until the 20th of December, is no longer the coldest city ever.
If they're not happy here, they can leave.
Yeah, get out. Seriously, man, get out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And you know something? It when you look at National Football League scores and you look at where we are in the season, there's definitely the haves and the have-nots. And before we went to the break, we were talking about the fact that you want to lock down on anything right now. And I'm not saying Freddie Kitchens can't be a successful head football coach. But as of right now, this is an undisciplined, sloppy team that has no focus. All the talk in preseason was about all the weapons that Baker Mayfield had, and Landry and Beckham and Njoku and Chubb and everything else. Everybody's pointing at Baker. But considering the symbiotic relationship that he and Freddie Kitchens were supposed to have, you got to put it on Kitchens. There's no offensive philosophy. Now, I said before the season, I thought they'd have an outside run at a wild card, not to think they were going to win the division. Maybe 500. They're going to make it to 500. They're that bad. They haven't won a game at home this year. Their fans are dying for victory at home. And they're going into the teeth of their schedule right now. They get the Broncos, which they're playing up in Denver, so that's going to be tough. Then they get the Bills. Then they get the Steelers. You never know what you're going to get out of that. The Dolphins, which will be a win. Steelers, Bengals, Cards, Ravens, and Bengals. All right, so maybe they can get to 500. Maybe. Not making the playoffs. And what do you do? Do you stay the course if you're John Dorsey? Or do you wash your hands of the things and say Freddie's a one-and-done coach? Because he hasn't made too many mistakes, Dorsey hasn't. But in this particular instance, I think it would be fair to say that had Greg Williams been the football coach, you wouldn't be seeing this sloppiness all over the field. And it was, I mean, unfortunately for Cleveland, it was going to have to be one way or the other. It was either going to be Kitchens named the head football coach and Williams goes, which happened, or Williams is the head football coach and Kitchens goes. It kind of reminds me of what happened with Ben McAdoo a few years ago when the Giants forced out Tom Coughlin. They were so worried about losing this brilliant offensive mind that they made him the head football coach without realizing that the guy ain't a head football coach. Drew Brees back, 31-9 over the Cardinals. I thought there would be some rust. I figured the Cardinals would hang around in this game. Not so much. I mean, 10-6 at halftime, but then New Orleans completely took it away from them. Brees, 373 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. They ran the ball for 137. Kyler Murray was fine in between the 20s. He couldn't close anything out. They have no running game, and that's problematic for Arizona because all their running backs are beat up. But and Edmonds, who ran through the Giants like you know what through a goose last week, had 7 carries and 8 yards. So not so bueno. Murray was 19 of 33, 220 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Story of this game, aside from Brees coming back, was that Saint defense is muy bueno. And when I was talking about them as far as being one of the best teams in football, that's right where you point the finger because they're that good. Colts came all the way back, beat the Broncos 15-13. 51-yard field goal by Adam Vinatieri, who's 100 years old, but his leg is evidently in his 30s. Brissett was average, 15 to 25, 202 yards, no touchdowns and no picks. They signed him to the 2-year deal for lots of money, and he's going to have 2 years to prove it. They're hanging in. They're probably going to make the playoffs. They're 5-2. But I don't know if he's the long-term answer. We're going to find out, I guess. But Frank Reich, who in his second year as a head football coach, has proven he is a very good coach because he adapted from going from a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback to a guy who has been a career backup. And they're not winning the same way they won last year. Now they're doing it with defense and running the football. Marlon Mack, 19 carries, 76 yards, 127 yards on the ground overall, and a balanced passing attack. They're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. They're struggling against the better teams, which is usually what happens. Eagles took care of their business up in Buffalo, 31-13. I smelled this one all the way. Buffalo was primed for a loss. And Josh Allen played fairly well. Completion percentage was not great, 16 to 34, but he had 2 touchdowns. They couldn't run the football. That was the problem. And Allen was their leading rusher, which is problematic in itself. Philadelphia, who couldn't run the football up until this game, 41 carries, 218 yards. And they shoved it down the throat of one of the better defenses in football. Carson Wentz was adequate. Nothing more, nothing less. But he got the job done when it mattered. And that's literally all that mattered. Eagles put themselves back into playoff contention in the NFC least. Chargers 17-16 on the road over the Bears. Blaming Mitch Trubisky. 23 of 35, 253 yards and a pick. Ran a football for 162 yards, didn't matter. He couldn't make the big play when it mattered. The Bear fans hate him. I don't know what they're going to do. Their football coach, the genius, has gone from Einstein to Epstein. I don't mean that one, in 1 year. The Giants, Lions beat him 31-26. They owe Daniel Jones a big-time apology. That kid is in there getting a snot whaled out of him every game. Their offensive line, which was reformulated, can't block anybody, at least not on the pass block. Not doing too much on the run block either. And I talked about it last year. I mean, nobody expected the Giants to do any great shakes last year. But they didn't know how to use their weapons. And it appears that Pat Shurmur's doing the same thing this year. I mean, he might be an offensive coordinator, but in my mind, he's no head football coach. And after the end of the year, Dave Gettleman's going to have a hard choice to make. Because Gettleman believes in continuity. They're going to get another top 10 draft pick. They're going to have to fortify that putrid defense somewhere, somehow. But I'm more worried about what's happening on the offensive side of the ball than what's happening on the defensive side of the ball. They can't keep their quarterback upright. I mean, this was supposed to be the year everything fell together with this offensive line, and they can't keep the quarterback upright. Gettleman has done a good job with the draft. The Giants were devoid of talent, and most of his draft picks are playing and starting. The later round draft picks take a while to develop, obviously. The first round draft picks, he's hit very solid numbers with them. But boy, that offensive line has been a complete disappointment. And their head football coach, in my opinion, is in way over his head. Titans beat the Buccaneers, coming all the way back under their quarterback, Tannehill. I was looking at his stats there. 3 touchdowns, no picks. Jameis does everything that Jameis usually does. 2 touchdowns, a couple of brilliant throws. And 2 interceptions, one of which was his fault and the other one wasn't. Don't run the football consistently. He was their leading rusher with 53 yards on scrambles. Mike Evans is a beast, but not enough. And Tennessee, after making the quarterback change, is keeping themselves in the fight. Titans are 4-4. They've got a chance in that division. You're not going to see Marcus Mariota again, barring injury. And this job is Ryan Tannehill's. If he gets them to the playoffs, is he stopgap or do they try to move forward with him? I don't know. But as of right now, he's getting the job done. And you really can't ask for anything more. Rams 24, Bengals 10. They played over in London. Competitive game. At halftime, 17-10. 1 score in the second half. Jared Goff played well enough. They're not an elite team this year. Todd Gurley, 10 carries, 44 yards. Man, I hate to say it. He looks like he's done. At a very young age, after signing a huge extension, which has put them into salary cap hell, they're looking to unload veterans on that team. The contract that they dealt out to Todd Gurley just a year ago. At this point in the year last year, they had over 800 rushing yards. They have 500 this year. He has 355 yards on the ground after 8 games. I mean, look, he made his money, but as far as the longevity of his career, he's going to be out of the league within a year or two. I mean, there'll be somebody that'll pick him up and give him a shot, but the knee's obviously gone. He's never going to be Todd Gurley again. Next year, they'll be talking about, well, he's a year removed from the injury. No. Minshew Mania beat the Jets 29-15. Sam looks like Sam did in college. Turnover machine. He's got a bad team, but still. And the Texans lose J.J. Watt, go down to the Raiders 27-24. Sunday Night Magic, Packers 31, Chiefs 24. We'll be back with the Monday Night Preview right after this. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
First down and goal, Jacksonville leading 17-10. Ball just over the 2-yard line, I formation. Fournette is the tailback. Bortles will go under center, two tight ends right, one tight end left. Bortles takes the snap. He's back. He hands to Fournette. Running left side. Powers his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Scott Cuddy wrapping it up here in this Monday edition of the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. I sure did. 31-24, Packers over the Chiefs, as we were talking about. No Patrick Mahomes. Matt Moore kept it good and interesting. Green Bay with 14 fourth quarter points. The magic of Aaron Rodgers. He made a pass to Williams yesterday that was just extraordinary in the back of the end zone. 23-33, 305 yards, no touchdowns. I mean, three touchdowns, no picks. And just, woof. It was astounding. One of the best ever. No getting around it. One of the best ever. And winning on the road in Arrowhead without Patrick Mahomes, granted. But Aaron Rodgers stepped up, and it's what the great ones do. Each and every time. You know, there's it when you look at great quarterbacks, that's the way it is. Now, the Monday night game, Dolphins and the Steelers. Steelers 2-4. Dolphins are 0-6. They've committed to Fitzmagic for the rest of the year. Do they win the football game? I don't know. They're going to beat somebody sooner or later just by accident because of Fitzpatrick, because he'll put up a 4-touchdown game. Maybe this is the night. I got him with the points. I'd be doing the same thing if I was you. All right, that's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity in approximately 23 hours. For the great Scott Cuddy, I'm Bob Black. Adios.